trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Good Friday. Good Friday to you. Good Friday 2014, mark it on your calendars. Oh, it's already on the calendar, Mark. Easter weekend. You can tell it's Easter weekend because this place is there. I mean, you can roll animals through
here. Good Friday. People don't work on Good Friday.
Everybody's out of this place. I mean, this place is deserted. I mean, literally, hippos could be trampling through the hallways.
Mark, it's a holy holiday. Nobody works on Good Friday.
I opened up the door at, there you can hear the crickets now. That's Jay Tower's studio in there. I opened up the thing at NIC and look what happened. I mean, the tumbleweed came out. I go to Mojo's little thing over there. You know, Mojo's in this building, Rob.
Tumbling tumbleweed.
There's just tumbleweed coming out. How about the hot one, the 92.3, the mix? I opened up their door. Guess what? Dust. It's just dust.
That's not bad for a top-rated station.
You got it. So there's like nothing happening around here. We're the only fools still working. Everybody else in Metro Detroit is already getting ready for Easter weekend. A pretty nice Easter weekend, too. Good Friday today, Easter Sunday coming up. And in Canada, to our Canadian
friends.
What
is it, Boxer Day?
No, Easter Monday.
Why is it Monday?
That's what it said on my calendar. It said Easter Monday. That's also Boston Marathon and Patriots Day Monday. So next time we talk to you after tonight, we'll hopefully have a very safe, no-issue Boston Marathon 1 year since that horrible doings. Even though it's past the anniversary, we saw that there was already some weirdo, you know, copycat or idiot.
Well, he didn't have anything, but he left the same kind
what
of backpack. He has issues.
I know.
Nobody with any sanity would do that.
But Rob, why not? He had the presence of mind, even though he's nuts, to like put all that together
and put it in a rice cooker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then to go down there. To find the finish line, he had to have some sanity to be able to do that. I know. I tell Rob this all the time. I bring it up myself. Never look into the mind of a madman.
Right.
You will lose every time.
It doesn't make any sense. So why would you know they're doing stuff like that or some of these crazy killers? I watch that ID Investigate channel. I don't even know why I watch it.
Why do you watch that?
It scares me. Of how crazy people
are. Why do you watch crap like that?
I don't know.
That you'll watch.
I know.
Some of the best television on television, like Mad Men, thank you, American Idol, don't watch.
Don't chastise me.
I am chastising.
And I bet everybody in Metro Detroit watched the Pistons 30 for 30 last night, the Bad Boys.
30 for 30, even though a lot of people for some reason diss the Bad Boys. I don't know why. They think it's so long ago.
I don't know how you diss the Bad Boys. We already know. And I was around, Mark. I was a New York sports writer covering the Knicks back in those days, but I covered the NBA and I covered the second championship. I was in Portland. I was around the Bad Boys. I remember the whole thing. I was there at the Palace when Scottie Pippen had the ice pack on his head.
Scottie Pippen.
I remember all those things.
You know, it was 1 year ago today, speaking of the Pistons. 1 year ago today, Lawrence Frank woke up as the head coach of the Pistons and got canned later that day. He probably knew it going in, but he woke up, he was still the coach of the Pistons, which means that when the Pistons get their next coach, he'll be the fourth head coach in about a calendar year. Fourth, because Larry Frank started it. Then, of course, they hired Mo Cheeks to replace him, John Lawyer to replace Mo,
right.
And then they'll have a fourth guy. It just sounds so weird when you think
nope.
Four head coaches in a calendar year. but that is what it is. It's rare for a team to fire the coach after the first year. That's why it's four.
First year? How about 50 games?
No, 50 games.
It wasn't even in the first year.
Yeah, 50 games. I meant within that first season.
Right. And so much to do today. It's a pretty busy day. A lot of stuff.
What about Bob Page? Can we talk about that? Your meeting with Bob Page?
Yes.
Let me show people the picture. We can actually do this. Rob sends me a picture today. He's having lunch. Where'd you go, Rob?
24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley.
Here, I'll show this picture. Now, if you don't remember Bob Page, then go back to your 1989-90 Pistons and even further back. Bob Page was – did I not use the L word on Pagey today?
Yes, legend.
I said the legend that is Bob Page. Bob Page, for the younger generation, was one of the first guys to really be that kind of controversial sportscaster. He goes back to the 70s with that. And he was a big Detroit guy. He did television shows. He did some radio. This is radio.
And he took over the Howard Cosell Speaking of Sports.
Went to New York after Detroit.
He made it big. He became a big-time player. And then he worked for Madison Square Garden Network.
Here, I'll show the picture in your camera.
Yeah.
Here's the picture.
Here's the picture today.
Here it is.
Me and Bob eating at 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. And look at his hair. Bob looks great, Mark. I'm not even embarrassed to say how old he is. Should I say it?
He's 60s.
62.
62 years old. He looks like some rocker, and I can't think of who it is. Jolynn Turner or something. He's got the little soul patch thing going. I was shocked by the hair. Now, granted, come on, Bob.
When I said you
still can't be dark. I mean, even Ronald Reagan finally admitted he colored the hair. Going back to Reagan.
So when I sent you that picture, were you surprised? Of all people saying, you're having lunch with Bob Page? I mean, that kind of...
The picture comes in. I see it's a picture. So I haven't seen it yet, really.
Right.
I said, oh, my God, I bet your Page looks terrible. I just, for some reason, I just said that.
Right.
And I went, holy, God, looks like he's 35 years old. Looks like he's heading down to the club tonight, do a little dancing. Hey, I'm going dancing with Art Parker.
Dancing in the dark.
Well, maybe a little more updated.
That's Bruce.
Dancing in the Dark, yes. That was...
in the 80s when I was in college.
And who was in the music video?
I don't know who.
What hot actress was in the music video?
I forgot her name. What's
when
her
she
name?
Was like 15 years old
she
in that
She was Wound Up to Be Do Friends?
Yeah, Courtney Cox.
That's what I said. I remember that.
Who's on, Cougar Town now on TBS.
Now she's a cougar.
Well, Cougar Town went from ABC to TBS, and that is a great show. It is very funny, right? Even Matt gives me a thumbs up on Cougar Town. Supposed to be based in Sarasota, Florida. Did you know that?
Only you would know that.
Because it's Sarasota, I have the affiliation with Siesta Key in Sarasota.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying.
So anyhow, Bob Page in town and Rob Parker. It was a Bob Page. I'm very excited. Page, I'm telling you, to sports guys in Detroit who've been around a long time, like myself, he's really kind of an icon.
He was partners with Ron Cameron, right?
Yeah, Ron Cameron for years. They did the television show. They had a TV thing together. But he was a lone wolf in many ways in what he did. Tell me if I'm wrong, Rob. But when he was at MSG Network. Did he actually try to convince Islander fans not to go to Islander games?
Not Islander, Rangers.
Oh, it was Rangers?
I think one of the all-time favorite was, I think he said, and the Rangers were god-awful. And, you know, real high ticket prices. Something like, I remember watching, and I want to say he said something like, only a moron would pay $400 to watch this hockey team play. Or, you know, like,
and it's on their own network.
Yeah, it's on MSG. Like, something like that. It was, and I just was watching, I was going, wow.
Even that you said. That.
I mean, imagine you're working for the network that owns the team. Only a moron would pay $400.
Yeah, it's
to watch
one thing
this.
I suppose if he was at Channel 4 New York doing
right.
it. Or
you know
something.
What I mean? You work for the team. The network.
Madison Square Garden. It's named for the arena.
But that
Madison Square Garden network.
Right. But that was Bob. Bob didn't mess around.
Nope.
And that was
no
his
filter.
Thing. And he just
told it like it is.
Yep.
The old that phrase.
You know, I appreciate that, and I think that's why. We have mutual respect because he knows I don't pull any punches, Mark. We don't pull punches here, and he understands it.
That's
so
why
it
I've always
great.
Liked Bob Page a
so
lot.
It was great. It was great. We had a good time. And
I love guys who take those chances, and you know what? As long as they're being honest and telling you the truth and not making stuff up, they put themselves out there, and that's what you want. That's what you're looking for.
And Bob's wife was working there, Regina. We saw her today. So it was a great day. 248-848-1130 is the phone number.
You know, I know Bob's ex. She worked at Channel 2. She might still be there. I don't even know. I haven't checked on that in years. What's our number again?
248-848-1130. A lot
Can
of other
this,
news.
Please?
Well, I thought we were going to go ahead. Let's start
Let's just
off.
Start this up already, okay? We just don't have much time. And, you know, I'm looking forward to Easter weekend and all, but we got to get out of here by 10. They won't let us stay any longer. Okay?
So, okay, I remember
that. woo! My name is Mark. Hi, welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who's going to put on his big bunny suit and hippity-hoppity his way to scare the hell out of little kids between Southfield Road and Coolidge.
I would definitely scare them if I had a bunny suit on.
But I have this metal picture of you coming out of your house, hitting 12 Mile, and just hippity-hoppity in like a big bunny
hippity-hoppity,
suit.
Hippity-hoppity, Easter's like
you,
on
you know
its
you
way.
Go to the, you know, go to the mall and you see the guys in the bunny suit, they have to sit there in that bunny suit. I was at Somerset, and the big bunny, I took a... Wait a second.
Did you see a bunny today?
Yeah, so no. The big bunny that's, you go, the kids sit in their lap, and you think to yourself, why the hell would you want your kids doing this?
You know
this?
What? I don't think we have any pictures of like that.
What do you mean?
We didn't do any of that.
Who didn't?
We didn't as kids.
I thought you meant recently.
No, I don't have a Santa Claus picture or Easter Bunny picture. We don't have any of that.
Look at the guy. Look at the guy.
Unbelievable.
Wait, let me show it. This is at Somerset.
Oh, you love this. He says it's at Somerset. All right, very nice.
That's the bunny at the mall this Easter
season.
Man,
look at this rope.
Tigers and Angels have already started.
Guess who had a rope to left field?
Click on Detroit column, Albert Pujols.
No, Trout.
Oh, Mike Trout. All right, click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
All right, it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, on your Good Friday right here on AM 1130 WDFN. And, of course, we have EP, Gary, or... G. Hilton, either one. We're still working on that. Plus,
Paris Hilton's here?
G. Hilton.
Oh, I thought Paris was here.
And, of course, Matt, our video streaming maven. I'm going to call you that today. On the other side of the glass, so much to do, so little time. 248-848-1130.
Can we just start it? We got a guy on the phone. Can we just kick it off?
Let's kick it off.
Let's start with our good friend Buster. Sports Night with Parker the Man, back on the Fan Buster. How you doing?
Last night when I had to run, and I'm surprised, you know, when Rob said that Bob Page is only 62, he's been around for years. I thought he was older than that. In other words, he's only a couple of years older than I am. But Rob, is Page trying to come back to Detroit radio? You know, because I know that after Cosell passed away, he took over speaking of sports, but. Did he give you any insight into his plans?
No. Bob is retired. He's done. He's not trying to come back. No.
Because I enjoyed him and so when he was on when he had that sort of Felix and Oscar show with Ron Cameron, you know, and they won the Ace Award for sports journalism of the journalism 5 or 6 years in a row when they're. I think they were up the dial, and then he went and did. But they had, from what I understand, a really acrimonious split. And Ron Cameron is going to be on some. It's going to be on another station tomorrow. I usually call and talk to him, but I don't know if you've talked to Rob lately. But those two don't get along very well anymore. So,
Buster, we have a bigger issue. Rob won't eat his tomatoes.
Pardon me?
Rob doesn't eat his. Do you eat tomatoes? Buster,
do you eat
tomatoes?
No, I used to eat tomato juice with my meatball. I used to make meatballs and dry them in tomato juice, but not lone tomatoes. No, why?
Because Rob must have been doing this every day. You get tomatoes with every salad, right?
I'm tossing them out.
Every day?
I've been tossing them out. You see me eat salad every day since we had
Shame on you.
I don't like tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes are awesome.
They're too slimy.
And they're good
for
you.
They don't taste right. They don't feel right.
Oh, before I bail, I just want to say that Miguel Cabrera is 31 today.
Yes, we know. Happy birthday to
Miguel.
Birthday.
We're going
to
do that. We're going to give him a big party and get him a cake. I think I threw Buster with the tomato talk.
Yeah, I think you got him right there.
There's a tomato festival in Fairfield, California. You want to go?
I don't want to go. I'm going to tell you this.
God, I can't believe you. Every day you had tomatoes, you throw them away.
NBA commissioner, I don't like him already.
Adam Silver. Yeah. We're going to get to that. Hey, let's do some wings business because Tigers are underway at Comerica against the Angels. We'll keep you updated all night long, and the wings start in just a few minutes. Rob, what are you thinking tonight? Give me a little quick breakdown of what you think will happen tonight at the TD Garden.
Before we do that, it is time for the official Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
There you go, 7:15. That's where it stands on this Good Friday, April 18th, 2014. 248-848-1130. Wings going tonight. People are heading out. They're going to go check this out. They're probably, some might be going to 24 Seconds Bar and Grill where you
probably
were.
There will be people. It'll be packed in there. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know. Mark, I just, like I said, I know the Bruins have had this unbelievable season. I'm not down on the Wings. They made a nice run at the end. I just don't see it. I really don't. Not with the plus minus, the big plus that Boston had. I mean,
nobody close to plus 87.
I mean, big time. And they also, what, gave up the fewest goals.
Fewest
goals
scored the most. This is a team, a couple years ago, won the Cup, was in the Cup Finals against Chicago. This is a Cup playoff team. This is what Claude Julien has in Boston. Right, this is an absolute rock-solid Cup playoff team.
That's what I'm saying. So for them to lose in the first round to a team that's not full strength in the Wings would be shocking to me.
No, I'm going
to
go one step further.
I don't see it.
I'm going to go one step further and serious about this. Wings people, I know you're not sticking the flags on the cars like you used to. You got to stop it.
Remember those days?
Everybody had a flag.
Everybody was big.
I don't even see them anymore. You got to stop it already. It's been 23 years. God bless you. You got in. You snuck in. You got that eighth playoff spot. You were dying just to keep that streak alive. It's like an obsession now in this town that the Wings have to make the postseason. Where, to be honest, I'd rather, if you ever talk about a team tanking, that's the team I'd want to tank. The Wings have not had a top 10 draft pick since Martin LaPointe in 1991. If you want to get better by getting some of the better players like a Steve Stamkos, you know, all these great players have gone by the boards. You've gotten lucky. Hey, God bless you again for Gustav Nyquist. That's some excellent work by Ken Holland, but we've already given him four parades. We know how good Ken Holland is at his job. Jimmy Devolano and everybody else.
And I get it. People still, you know, it's something about making the playoffs, and I know, you know, these leagues.
They're fans. You should want to make the playoffs.
These leagues, though, Mark, I don't want to be a negative Nelly, but when half the league make the playoffs, NBA too, you know, look at Atlanta's 38-40-something. Is that a playoff team?
Well, the Hawks never are.
No, but I'm just.
But they're there. You're right. They're there.
But my point is, why can't we just lop those off? Let's have the best of the best. Baseball's expanded. People are upset. Some people. Mark, still is so hard to make it. How many teams are making it now? 10, right? And the two wild cards play each other. So that really.
That negates one wild card spot.
So it's four teams. That's eight teams out of 30.
Right. You could probably say
it's
the Wings.
It's so hard to make it.
What you're trying to say is let the Wings and Columbus play a one-game play-in.
Thank you.
Then maybe now you got a little more credence. Because let's face it. You just mentioned the Atlanta Hawks. The Wings are kind of the Atlanta Hawks right now in the NHL. Both those teams have the same 16 games to win a Stanley Cup as the Boston Bruins do and the Miami Heat.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't be that. But anyway.
Wings, by the way, are the only team in the postseason in the NHL playoffs, in the Cup playoffs, without 40 wins. Everybody else has over 40.
I said that I thought the Wings would lose in five. I know everybody and their uncle saying, Wings in seven, you know, that's like the popular call.
Always is.
It always is. Am I right? So like, well, I just expected it to go to distance, or I think that they could win a game
is
seven.
It's a way to qualify it when it's over.
Right, that's exactly what it is. It's just an easy pick. You know, Mark, no one – a couple years ago, and I'm going to tell you this, a couple years ago – the Phillies played the Cincinnati Reds, right? And this was a couple of years ago. And I picked them. You ready? On First Take. I said, not only will the Phillies sweep the Reds, it'll be so lopsided, you'll say, how did the Reds even make it? I said, and I'm going to give you the number. They were like, I don't know, 20 games under 500 versus teams over 500. And I said they had a losing record against every team that was in the playoffs. I said, when it's all over, you'll say, how did they even get here? I said, they're frauds. I called them out
and
out frauds.
Right.
Okay, you know what,
okay,
Mark? First game, they get no hit. First game.
Oh, that was the Roy Halladay.
That was the Roy Halladay, no hit. And, Mark, they got swept.
They get no hit.
They got no hit. And I just was saying, I wasn't buying into it. Everybody was trying to sell me on the Reds. You are what your record says you are. And the Wings, you are what your record says you are.
If you slammed your hand on the console, it would have been Dennis Green. They are who we thought they were.
I'm serious.
Dennis Green. We need that one. You want to drop? Get me the Dennis Green one. They are who we thought they were.
And we let them off the hook. I love that.
That is one of the all-timers. And it's more current. That would be a good one to have. 248-848-1130. I'm telling you, I picked what? I picked Boston in six. Because I said if the Wings can win one game, they can win two. I just don't see a third victory. I could see 1-2, probably both at home, coming back 0-2, winning maybe both those games.
I went out on a limb. I got Boston in five games, which means that basically the Wings will win one of those games at home, and Boston will wrap it up in Boston in
game
five.
Is that going to be one of those Boston Bruins five-game sweeps?
A five-game sweep.
Is that one of those deals?
Something like that.
All right, 248-848-1130.
And it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man live on this Good Friday.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, we always say that the Parker and the Man program is kind of like a soap opera, daily little deal, and especially when we do this. But so where was I today? I was at 8 Mile and like Haggerty, which kind of your baseline in Haggerty. And right around there, there was some plenty issues on the side, and I hit one again, Rob. Serious? This happens to me every day now. And I actually physically this time stopped and made sure I didn't have a flat or anything. I was good. In fact, I'll knock on my head right now again. Thank you very much. But if I did have a problem, and if you do too, you know where to take your car, truck, or van. You need to go to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town, which is a great thing. Plus, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, and oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care pretty much services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z. It's something as simple as a tire repair or a windshield wiper, or as major as replacing that whole transmission or engine. And if you mention, you know who I'm talking about, right here, something good will happen to you.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man. And, Mark, you will receive not only a free oil change, which everybody could use with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if it's needed.
Just for saying Parker and the Man, that's over $100 in savings passed on to you. It's not that hard. Parker and the Man, oh, my gosh, look at this, what I got. My gosh. Expert Car Care, Mike and his great people, two locations for you, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and 8 Mile, since I was on there today, I could have just gone if I had an issue, between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert, X-P-E-R-T, Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Rob just pointed out that Jared Weaver, who used to throw pretty hard,
doesn't throw hard anymore.
I don't even think he topped 90 in that sequence, did he?
He doesn't throw that hard anymore.
I mean, he was throwing, like, fastballs
87,
at 87,
yeah. Right? That's it.
I think Jared is trying to get by now with a little guile.
But he knows how to pitch, though.
He does.
He has a good record. 113-62 lifetime. It's not too shabby.
Well, a lot of that was early in his career.
Right.
When he had the fastball in the mid-90s. Now he doesn't. He's lost probably 8 miles an hour off that fastball.
But he's got movement, Mark, and he's got...
No, he's always had it. His brother, Jeff, we all know Jeff Weaver when he's with the Tigers, and then with the Yanks, and then with the Cardinals. Weaver had that sick, weird... I don't even know what it was anymore. I don't know if it was a split-fingered thing. I don't know if it was just a kind of a variation on the curve, if it was some sort of slider. He had that nasty twist to everything he had. Remember that? Everything.
I always give Michael Kay credit, the Yankees play-by-play guy, Mark.
The Yankees win. Is that him?
No, that's John Sterling.
That's Sterling.
But Kay had me on his radio show in New York years ago when the Yankees traded for Weaver. And he said to me, the Yankees just stole Jeff Weaver. Just stole him from the Tigers. Oh, my God, I still can't get over this trade. Blah, blah, blah. I said, I got two things for you. One, he's a punk.
Did you set him straight?
Yeah,
right, set him straight.
I said, one, he's a punk. I said, punk? Yeah, I'm telling you. His teammates
right.
Don't respect him. I said, he's a punk. He was got into a fight. And they didn't even come.
No one in the locker room.
No
one in the locker room. What do we call it? Dressing room. Liked him.
No, I said that's number one. I said
dressing room's hockey.
I said
locker room.
I said number two.
Clubhouse.
Clubhouse, Mark. Yeah, I was gonna say clubhouse.
Clubhouse.
And then I said,
God, I'm getting old.
I said, no, nah, you didn't steal him.
I said, know that guy.
He's not as great as you would
right.
think he is. I said, you think so? And then, you know, he played his first year or something, second year in New York, and he goes, he had me back on the show. Said, you
right
were
on.
Totally
yeah.
right. And he told everybody, he said, I had Rob Warren about
same
a year and a half ago, and he told me, and he was right about it.
Everybody thought that they really got, oh,
they
boy, did they
something.
Hoodwinked
no.
the Tigers on Jeff Weaver.
They sure did.
I remember Weaver, I was in the clubhouse that day, they got traded, and he was actually in Jimmy Schmeichel's office. And I, for some reason, I felt compelled to like, shake his hand. I don't know. I was just standing there. I did a shaking. Hey, Jeff, good to see you. We'll see you again. And he left. And you know what he said when he left? Thank God I'm out of this place.
Is that right? Wow.
Couldn't stand being there. They didn't like him. He didn't like them after a while. Weaver had enough.
I remember that fight against the Royals. Who's the catcher that they used to have?
Ugh. Brad Ausmus.
No, the Royals.
Oh.
Who was their big hitter? Sweeney.
Oh, Mike Sweeney.
Sweeney. It was with him. And remember, the teammates didn't like him because he used to hit a lot of guys. And then remember, he doesn't bat in the American League back then. And they'd have to face the music. And he used to hit guys all the time. And they didn't like that. There's a time and a place, Mark. But just to be hitting guys, instead of walking them, he'd hit them.
All right, we got a sports wrap coming up. We'll keep you tabbed on what the Tigers and Angels are doing. We'll talk a little more Wings. Got a couple more things to mention. And then we got a couple other basketball items to hit. In fact, that 30 for 30 thing has kind of spawned something that could have a few legs. As it turns out, for at least a little bit. And it's two very familiar names that you know.
And one has not let up. You would think so many years have passed, Mark.
No, he can't get over it. He's like you. He's stuck in time. He is. He's stuck in time.
I'm stuck in time.
The guy for a long time, and he's stuck in time. And I'll just say, when this guy left, I was very happy. And I didn't hate him. I just knew it was time for him to go.
I still think he has a legitimate beef, Stoney.
248-848-1130. Sports Wrap next. Sports Night with... Well, you know what? We should do it live. Maybe that's
all right.
Do it live. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Thank you. Thanks.
You had to get it in once, right?
You got it in. All right.
I got to get a Riley in one time.
848-1130.
And we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.